Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Well, happy Monday to everyone, and this is Nayshawn Turner, the host of Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empower Woman radio show, and I'm so excited to be here with you today on this beautiful Monday morning, especially on the East Coast. It's going to be another hot one today, but listen, I'm excited that you are here to just tune into the show where I'm going to be talking about something that is so important to me, and that is knowing who you are. It is so important for you to know who you are, because just like my friend Dr. Gail Hayes always says, if you don't know who you are, you don't know what belongs to you. But listen, I want to talk a little bit about that, and I want to share three ways about knowing who you are. But before I get started, you know, I always ask you guys to do me a favor. Listen, I want you to call someone, text someone, share this broadcast with someone. Let them know, hey, I'm on the air, and she's going to be talking about something that's always about empowering you so that you can uniquely empower your own life, right, and move your life to the next level. And that's what it's all about, is being able to step into your power, as I talked about last week, and to own who you are. But if you can't own who you are, if you don't know who you are, right? So I just want to go ahead and get started on today's show, and I just want to share something that's just very near to my heart, and I hope that it will impact you and help you to step into who you are in a greater way this week. All right, you know, in business, it's all about brand identity, right? I mean, which has to do with how a company wants to be perceived by consumers, and its identity is really kind of established by, you know, its name and the logo and the tone and the tagline, all of that good stuff. And as a business owner, I know how important that is as well. And usually, you know, that's something that's created by the business to help reflect the value that the company is trying to bring to the marketplace, right, and to appeal to consumers. But what I want to talk about today is, what about your personal brand identity, right? What about your personal identity? I mean, how important is it to first really know who you are as a personal brand first before trying to get others to recognize who you are in some other light? So, you know, today I'm going to be talking about three ways to know who you are personally before you can truly represent yourself authentically anywhere else. So let me just jump right into what I want to talk about today, is knowing who you are. You know, I can remember some time back I had one client who came to work with me, and as I was talking with her, I asked her, I said, who are you? Who are you? And she began to describe, you know, what she does, which many of us, we fall into that, you know, thinking that who we are is what we do. But she really could not describe to me who she was. And she sat there with tears in her eyes, and she said, I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am. And that was a very sad moment for her. But as I worked with her as a client, she began to experience and to develop and to discover who she really was. And all of that is about tapping into the inside of you, what's already there, right? And so now today she is thriving and doing well, you know, and it's exciting to see the things that are happening in her life, because she dared to step into who she is, right, and to discover who she really is, and not thinking that who she is what she does, right? So I want to talk about the three ways that you can know who you are. The number one way is to, first of all, know who you are not, know who you are not. You know, I got a phone call from my daughter who's in culinary school, and she's about to graduate, and she's about to start her own business, and really a lot of exciting things are happening with her. But she had an encounter with one of the instructors there who, as she began to come to her about learning a particular aspect in launching forth her business, the instructor said something to her that really bothered her, and she said, "Well, I don't really think you're really serious about this." And she said, "Mom, I don't understand why she said that, because I've done all the research, I've done this, I've done that, and I'm involved in this program, I'm creating a business plan. I don't understand why she said that." And so I said, "Michaela, you don't have to allow what someone else says that you are not, you know, based on what they think that you are not. I say you have to know who you are. And so therefore, when you know who you are, you'll know who you're not. So you know that you're not that person that she said that is not serious about moving forward in your business, right? And so that's why the number one point is know who you are not, because if you allow someone to tell you who you are and you don't know who you are, again, you will believe that what they're telling you is true, but it's really not. It's not who you are. So in order to know who you are not. If you don't know who you are, others will be gladly, you know, ready to tell you who you are, right? They will define you with labels for you to embrace and to wrap your identity in. And so know that you are, you're the only one that can define who you are, as I was telling my daughter. And the only way you can do this is to first know who you're not. See, you're not a title and a role that you play, right? You're not the average Joe, but you have unique personality, unique goals and dreams and beliefs and values that are different from anyone else, right? And therefore, you don't have to try to be me. I don't have to try to be you, and it's okay, right? Because we can allow ourselves to be who we are and not to be who we are not, right? And so that's the number one thing that I want to mention to you about knowing who you are. Number two, examine your character. What do I mean by that? What do people, this is a question I want to ask you, what do people get when they get you? Just think about that. What do people get when they get you? I mean, who are you really on the inside? You know, who are you from the inside out? In other words, what kind of person are you? You know, I love what Shakespeare said. He said, "To thy own self be true." How many of us can allow that to sit for a minute in that, to know that we have to be true to ourselves? So who are you when no one else is looking, right? See, it's important that you have to be true to yourself and not fall into this trap of defining yourself based on who people think, who you think people want you to be, or based on how they see you or experience you, as I said earlier. And see, nobody knows you better than you. And that's why, as a transformational life coach and as a person who's known as the empowerment mentor, I partner with people because I know that they have to recognize that I trust them, right, to know who they are, right? And people, you know, when you allow people to trust that they know themselves better than anybody else, right, and that you really do know who you are, although it may be locked away or it may be hidden, right? As a coach, I help you to tap into that, and so that you can know that it's really in there, and that your character will reveal just who you are. See, when you examine your character and you look at those areas of integrity, and you look at those areas of being a person who is faithful, and a person who is loyal, a person who is truthful, a person who is honest, a person who is going to tell you, you know, like it is, a person who really tries to live by the values that are important to them. Your character will help define who you are if you pay attention to it, if you recognize it, if you begin to own it, and if you begin to exercise, you know, those things that really make up the person of who you are, the personality that you have, and that it caused you to begin to shape your life according to your character, right? And so it's important that as we look at that, to examine, you know, the character that we have, you know, the person that we are and the person that we are trying to become, right? And so it's locked up in those characteristics that make you you, and it makes you stand out, and it makes you true to who you are, right? So that's another way of really knowing who you are. The third thing is to be a student of your life. What I mean by that, okay, you have to study who you are. You know, there are life lessons that have come into all of our lives, life experiences, whatever, that have really come to teach you and to shape you into who you are. And this means the good, excuse me, the bad and the ugly. See, we don't get to pick and choose, you know, what we want to study. But everything that happens into our life not only happens for a purpose and a reason, but it comes to teach us something. And so we have to just be tuned in enough to be able to receive the message, to receive the lesson that God is trying to show us through circumstances and situations that we are facing in our lives, right? And it doesn't mean we got to like everything that's happening, but we do have to learn from it. We do have to open ourselves up and see what is this thing trying to show me that's happening right now in my life. And see, I believe that at the end of the day, it's going to all work together for your good, or that some good is going to come out of it. You know, when I think about studying in my life, I think about, you know, growing up, you know, we were taught by my dad, he said, you know, if you get into a fight, you better win, right? And so I remember that, and he said, whatever you have to do, you know, to do that, you do that, because I don't want you coming home crying and going through the same thing of somebody bullying you about anything. And, of course, I've never been bullied before, but he taught me how to be a fighter, right? And he taught me how to stand up for what's right. And that's what's built into my character as well. But also what it built into me was learning from those lessons, because as I begin to learn and think back of the things that I experienced in life and what it taught me to be a fighter for the things that matter most to me, whether it's in my marriage, whether it's in my business, whether it's standing up for others who don't have a voice, whatever that is, that thing taught me how to fight. When he told me, you better not come back in here crying, but you need to do whatever you need to do to win. So it's taught me how to win at life. And so those life lessons that we experience, whether it's from some hurtful things that have happened in our lives, whether it's from good things that have happened into our lives or challenges that we face, they're all life lessons that are there to offer you something, to tell you something about yourself that you did not know, right? And that's going to serve you in the future as you are becoming more of who you already are. So let me just say this to wrap it up for today. You know, when you know who you are, your personal stock, your value, your worth will go up, not only in yourself and in the eyes of yourself, but in the eyes of other people as well. And then people cannot treat you any kind of way, because you know who you are and you value that, and they will value it too. So just to recap, to know who you are, first of all, you need to know who you're not. Because when you know who you're not, you are able to better define and get clarity on who you are, right? And it's not based on a title or role. It's based on, you know, who you have decided to define yourself as, and not be wrapped up in that by other people's definition of you. And then to examine your character, to ask yourself, what do people get when they get you? Who are you really? And to that own self be true. And then lastly, to be a student of your own life. Study those life lessons that are there to teach you something that's defining your character and making you more into who you already are. So listen, I hope today was a show that was able to help you to know who you are today, because it's so empowering when you do. And it helps you to set the course of your life and standing through life situations that are able to launch you into further becoming the great person that you are on the inside as well as on the outside. So listen, if you enjoyed the show, follow me. Just go to my website, NaishawnTurner.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter at Naishawn_Turner and on Facebook, Naishawn-Uniquely Design. Coaching. Listen, I enjoyed you guys so much. Don't forget to follow me on the show and share. All right, you guys have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be, as we empower you to uniquely design your life.